Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Going back to where the beach is near, the beer is dear, there's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking
around the final second, the whistle is gone, and smuggled over at your back.
By the river side,
well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Gary Bright and drive it clean out over the fence. Out in there, he's the Cotton.
Hello, and welcome to the Sligo podcast. After yet another hiatus, I think our longest one this time.
That was the longest one yet, there, yeah.
I believe there's people asking where we were, but I was drowning in sorrows. Where were you?
I was away drowning in sorrows. Yeah. Similar.
We had two wins, so I've actually been pretty happy the last couple of weeks. Bastard.
Good to be back as dusk settles here in Ballester.
Yeah, the clock's gone back now.
Don't like this time of year.
No.
Don't like it.
Although we're heading towards our year anniversary. That's what it reminds me of.
Yes. We believe it's the year anniversary. So thank you for all the support over the year.
it feels like a lot longer than a year.
It's been overwhelming.
We should just really cop out now and just say, we can't do a show, we'll just do a highlights like The Simpsons whenever the day.
Yeah, it's been a year, supposedly. Twitter showed us that, and then something else popped up today that it was the year since our first episode. So thanks, everyone. That was a fairly thrown together episode, the first one. Remember, well, they all are, but were we 3.5 hours at it or something?
3.5 hours. Yeah. Do you remember we were going to do a section called Media Talk?
With the local newspapers.
We're just reading stuff from the papers.
We're just going to read the crime pages or the court pages.
We had to cut stuff out. Like, we had to cut loads out the first episode.
Yeah, it was. Remember I called a professional footballer Dave?
Well, actually, I must go back and listen to the first episode.
I stopped listening to her, so it's...
Yeah. To all of them?
Yeah. I can't deal with it. But yeah, thanks for that. And mention of the live show there. Tickets are selling like hotcakes, I believe. I never had a hotcake now, but I believe they sell fast.
They must.
another big
Surge.
Surge. Surge. Our ticket sales yesterday. So
on the back of the announcements.
The big announcements, yeah. The Bouncer versus Mac Attack. Gino and McSharry are announced.
The town hall
segment.
A couple more to add to that as well.
A couple more actual sporting people. Well, Gino's a sporting person.
Mark Sharry did a bit in Castleknock College now.
He did, yeah. Geez, and a mighty fine player he was too.
He got the rally to Sligo, sure.
If memory serves you. Huh?
He got the rally to Sligo, for God's sake.
And he reckons the rally could have been there every year.
Yeah.
Sebastian Lowe.
Them gritty locals.
Yeah. And their windy roads. So they're announced. So 27th of November.
Saturday
Lola,
night.
Lola Montez, there's a few tickets left. We might have to release a few more, I believe. Yeah. I was chatting to Fergal Quinn today, and we're going to have to... let me sup my tea here.
Yeah, so get buying them now would be my suggestion.
Buying them is right.
Don't want to be disappointed on the night.
There is a list, so you won't get in. And Gino's going to...
He'll bounce for the start.
Exactly, he's going to bounce.
To start the show off.
He's double job.
He's going to double job with it, aren't you?
I was going to say something. Go few people asking why I've been off, but anyways, I've been off around What am I muttering? We're just busy for a while there. One man who likes the podcast, who's down in Limerick, I believe, asked me, are we going to turn into a full food section any time? A breakup podcast? I don't know about that now.
I don't know. Yeah, what people do, like, I have to give a shout out now if we're going to talk about food. I was for the tapas and knocks on Friday.
Right.
It's part of a question in there. Sensational. One of the best feeds I've ever had.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd have to credit where credit's due. Although I had the taco chips from Roberto's last night after a few pints. And,
they're up, know, there with the tapas.
They're up there with the tapas from Knox as well.
Ross, you've been divulging some takeaways lately, recently.
Yeah. Ado, you asked me earlier that I finished that doner kebab last night from the 5-1, which was just essentially probably the same size as my child in a kebab. It was a full box, but couldn't finish it last night. And Marie was very worried about me. She thought I got a knock in the head in my match because it wasn't like me not to eat. Finished the kebab, but I'd like to apologise to Marie. She was unaware that I'd actually just stopped in Ballandine half an hour earlier and had a chicken fillet burger and a large tackle fries. So that was why I couldn't finish the food. Apologies.
Did she only find out now when she listens to this?
Yeah, I told her I had an apology to tell her in the pod.
Look, so. I had a secret eating habit for a long time.
anything nice over the last couple of weeks or so?
Let me think.
What sort of eating were you doing around the county final now?
Well, you were at the 5, you hit the 5-1 at one stage, did you?
No. When? No. I had super fast food there one of the evenings. A funny story with the county final and not eating. So I ate before the game, and obviously all that happened after the game on Monday then, and a bit ropey Tuesday.
Jeez, I hope you had a bit of food before Tuesday, did you?
Hang on now. So I ate something on Tuesday evening as the first thing I ate since Sunday, and I just couldn't stomach it, so I puked it up. But Wednesday came along, and I was working in a hospital, and I missed no work through all the festivities.
That's impressive.
But Wednesday came along, and it was around 12:30, and I get this thick sweat on me.
Oh no, and, feeling from here.
This nurse, like, did you get your temperature taken? I go, I did, yeah. I told him, but I hadn't because it just cut me nice talk to him. So eventually one stopped me and goes, I just take your temperature again there. And I go, yeah. And she took it. And she goes, I come up 33.5. And she goes, oh, that must be broke. I'll get another one. And she changed it. And she goes, 33.5. And I was like, oh. And she goes, you have to go to A&E right now. And I go, oh, I will, yeah. So 33.5, if you Google it, is you have hypothermia.
That's the wrong side of it.
Yeah, it's the wrong side of it. Yeah. So it should be 35.
All right.
So panics it over. So I Googled it, yeah. And it was
heart
failure and all this. And like, it was, the sweats were getting doubly as thick then at 33.5. You have hypothermia and all this. But I was like, then it dawned on me, I haven't eaten in 2 days. So the body was shutting down, I think.
So
I went down to the
you're starting a ketosis there.
Yeah, well, something was fucking wrong. But I managed to get down to the roundabout in Casabar for a cup of soup, and I was right as rain.
Right as rain.
Hearty soup.
That'll get you back.
And sure then I was calling
it. I never knew that was so close. Like, do you know, because with like COVID, they say if you're over 38.5.
Well, there was no question of COVID. It was full body shutdown, she reckoned.
I didn't realise. So the right one's 35.
Yeah.
And 1.5 degrees lower, you're fucked.
But that's just it's hypothermia, yeah.
No.
I felt really warm, though.
There's an educational part of the pod now, because I never do that.
No, where did I eat? Did I eat in Casab? No, Wednesday? No. No, I didn't really eat at all. I had the superfood on Thursday, very delicious. I love it.
Super fast.
In Killooney.
Yeah.
Some top of the best. So yeah, the county final, I suppose I'll get into that in the GAA section. The All-Stars are buzzing, lads.
Yeah, we
have to get our basketball correspondent lined up.
Well, we did. I was chatting to Shane O'Mara, and he said he's keen to have a chat with us when we get running. So we might get him on as a guest.
We've been running for a year now, Ross.
What?
We've been running for a bloody year now.
Yeah.
No, there's a couple of people I follow on Twitter that go to the games, though. Yeah. Know, even just to keep it like, I must go up on the day and see what it's like.
Yeah. Oh, it's good.
Is it?
Good evening out, yeah.
I watched the first match now, actually. I was watching it on Facebook.
Were there any basketball chanting, like?
I don't know.
A bit of offense and defense.
It's nice. Boots McHugh was there. Is
he?
Yeah, what you call the commissioner?
Ah, the commissioner. Yes.
The commissioner ran a tight ship, so he did. Yeah.
There was something else. Who's ahead in our fancy football league, lads?
Jesus,
I haven't logged into my team in about 3 weeks. So.
Right, we'll get to that at the end.
So
rugby, GAA, Rovers, and junior soccer, and we're going to our correspondence first, Sunday, will we?
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Mr. Burns. I believe you have a letter for me.
Okay, Mr. Burns. What's your first name?
I don't know.
Okay. Our correspondence, our mailbag is full yet again. Do you want to go, Murty, with one?
Yeah, sure. We'll start off with we have a question from Stephen Keenan. You're back in Summerhill Cafeteria and can only pick one item.
Summerhill Cafeteria.
What are you choosing?
Right. I have to go apple slice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like the apple slice. They sold out quicker than anything.
Yeah. There's something about them chocolate donuts.
Chocolate donut was good.
Chocolate donut was good.
Ross, you grammar cafeteria, you'd probably take the soup, would you?
I was just going to say, I was just going to say the soup was nice. You let me do it.
Like, that's fucking lined up once I seen the question. I'll use Twitty cunts. This is not a political podcast.
But the old, yeah, I don't think the calf up there is anything like what we used to get.
I don't think so. Like, I used to, like, I obviously, a rotund man.
Great, he's a rotund there, by the way.
Like, these, do you remember, like, the skinny fellas in Summerhill who'd, like, eat four chocolate donuts a break with, and they'd be putting in M&M's into it, like, and eating them in crisps and bikers.
Pure sugar rush.
It was outrageous stuff.
But, like, I remember, you know, if you were playing...
Chocolate donut was nice, though, in fairness.
If you had a Gaelic or soccer match.
Ah, yeah.
And it was in Sligo, and, like, you'd be walking up to Beckford's Park, trying to walk off about five sausage rolls, a cream bun,
but
and
even, Coke. If you're going on a bus to a game, remember you let out 5 minutes early to get something to eat. And you're like, it was outrageous.
Wild looking back on it now.
But the queuing was absolutely nuts.
Yeah, geez, that's another, probably the stories of the calf are probably a story.
There's a guy now in town, he's a businessman now and doing well, but he robbed a woolly hat of mine when I was in first year. He was in an older class in the calf one day in one of the queues. And he wore it for the rest of the year, like a United hat that I love. I got it in Manchester.
Really?
Yeah. I won't name them, but I know. Give us a local businessman found dead.
Give us a hint of business.
Give it away straight away.
Oh, the podcast answer, so maybe.
Oh, just something cryptic enough.
Jackie, listen to the podcast.
No.
Ah, then go on.
You get an extension out in the Rugby Club.
Ooh.
Anyways,
we'll move on with that one.
Cancel culture.
What did you have? Did you probably fucking 3-4 course meals, Anna?
I can't remember. So it was actually a shitty enough little canteen. No, nothing.
Summerhill prided themselves on. Do you remember Top Tens?
Top Tens, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But do you remember they used to have like the bags of mummies and stuff for like 10 cents? Like,
milky lunches.
Yeah, Milky. Jesus, great. It was great, great, great establishment.
It's actually, I remember it was called the Tuck Shop. Of course.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. Off to the tuck shop for some soup.
Do you hear us? We'll leave it on that. I go with Stephen Hone's one.
Yeah.
What one match that each of you What one match that each of you could live back? Why am I talking like that? It's a question, sorry. What's the one match that each of you would like back to live back? Oh, like back, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to decipher
what he's just, sorry. What's the one match that you would like back? Be it one you're involved in or just as a supporter? What's the one match where you think, Jesus, we should have won that?
Is it, Jesus, we should have won that, or I would have loved to have won that?
That's the tricky part of the question, because I'd go for last Sunday.
I was just about to say yesterday. Could I get that one back? We shouldn't have won, but I would have.
We shouldn't have won ourselves, no, but I'd like it back. Ross?
I would have loved, with Summerhill, the Senior Cup final against the Jazz, we lost it. I would have loved to have won that one.
What scored that game again?
Oh, there was one try in it. It was like 14-11 or something. Yeah.
We had a county semi-final against Mary's in 2012. We lost a load of players and I went to a replay and went to extra time and the best way point in the end, but like it was, we were on bare bones. Like the whole panel came on like with no players left with injuries, no Gary Cawley, a few of them was crucial. It was two sendings off. Alan Costello went to Australia for the replay, bare bones, and then the best way point after extra time in the replay. Love to win that match now. That was one that got away. We wouldn't have won the final though. We had no team left.
The Tortoise won it that year.
No, Curry, I think, but Mary's in the final. 2012.
You make a movie like The Butterfly Effect. See that movie?
Yeah.
No.
So you go back to some big match in your life.
Just one thing happens. What's that movie?
What's that?
What's that? The butterfly.
Butterfly effect. Ashton Kutcher. Very good movie, actually.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, he can go back in time.
He looks at pictures and he can go back in time. Can,
yeah, but like if you make one small... You know what? There's an episode of The Simpsons, you know, where Homer is time traveling.
Yeah. I had thought about this last Sunday. Like, if I went a bit earlier or later to the game, would something different would happen?
Yeah,
I fucking would have.
Yeah, it's the knock-on effect of
this. Would have lost me 15.
Are you blaming me for sending them chance here? Huh? If you hadn't been looking at them chance, maybe.
Yeah.
I suppose, actually, at that question, just on a Rovers perspective, I'd say the Fingal Cup final. But then everybody says that the next couple of years were so much more enjoyed because of that happened. Yeah. But fuck me at the time, that was one of the worst days of all time. That was horrendous.
The wet day.
Horrendous.
But, anything on your playing side, Roscoe?
On the playing side, well, that loss to Corinthians a couple of weeks ago that we lost the Senior Cup was pretty...
This is recency bias. You must have something from years ago. You're devastated. Player,
well, I lost the Senior Cup final as a captain.
That's the one.
You streaked on the pitch that day in Galway.
I did. Yeah. I was wearing a Grammar jersey at that game as well. Rangers jersey, sorry.
Gary Clancy had bleached hair, I think.
Yeah,
that was one I would have liked to have won.
Simpler times.
Yeah.
That's off on YouTube, actually, that game.
Is it?
Yeah.
Must check it out.
It is, yeah. No, it is, because the streak is on it.
Who did you do, sir?
Lost to the Jazz as well. Lost to the Jazz.
Was
as
some
captain.
Guy was your arch enemy playing for them or something? Or was it some popular player?
Oh, I don't know. Remember, they weren't the worst lads.
Must be hearing someone's name to hold him at that age.
Oh, I think they had some fella called Yogi or something.
Was that it?
He's actually. They weren't the worst lads. Yogi. Actually, no. Actually, became very good friends with their hooker and still keep in touch with them. But that was one definitely would have liked to win. So lost to them as a captain as a coach to the Jazz in the final with two different teams, Grammar Summerhill.
Good question.
Question in from Don Legan. We'll direct this one at you, Ado, I think. Do I need a ticket to show for my Tamagotchis, or are they included with mine? I assume this is for the live show. Do I need a ticket to the show for my Tamagotchis, or are they included with mine?
No, you can't. Tamagotchis have feelings, and don't just make sure it's fed beforehand, because I don't want to cry in when we're on stage.
Jesus, there's an ambulance coming in outside there.
Is it flashing?
How do you call a pig driving an ambulance? Anyways.
Them pictures that were put up on the Twitter after that story were quite funny.
The Tamagotchi story is a great story. It really is.
We might relive that, the live one. No, don't. Make sure it's fed and keep it in your pocket if you're bringing it.
Please bring it, actually.
Yeah, if you have someone bring
a Tamagotchi, be
if you have Tamagotchis, actually bring them. We can sync them all up. Can they mate? Can you click two together and they can have a child?
Okay, we're going to take a 5-minute break here, please. Feed your Tamagotchis and use the
Could you imagine a modern day Tamagotchi now with... The advancements of technology.
Did you see Zuckerberg's announcement there? Yeah, Facebook rebrand, Meta.
Meta.
And then launching their virtual reality new next generation of, you know, social media. Did you see that?
There was a manatee or something in one that's sitting at a table chatting to a princess. Or what was going on?
It's just outrageous. So basically, obviously they're getting called out for everything that they've been doing and, you know, spreading hate for selling adverts and, you know, making profits off you know, all this stuff. Their company, their brand is toxic at the moment, so they're trying to have this big, sexy new rebrand to divert themselves away from the issues that are arising. But the next big thing is this virtual reality that everyone puts the headsets on, and instead of going on to Facebook like back in the day, now we're all in our houses with our headsets.
I'm just in your room with you then. Like.
Yeah, and we're all in this virtual...
He's always up to something, that nerd Zuckerberg, isn't he?
He looks like a...
He's really nerd.
I saw a good tweet.
Trust.
I got a good one.
Two things you can't trust. A man in a wheelchair with dirty shoes. And a nerd.
I saw a good tweet
about... two things you can't trust in life.
I saw a good tweet about Zuckerberg. He said, Zuckerberg always looks like that fella in the movie. He's been bitten by a zombie but hasn't turned yet.
Yeah, bring your Tamagotchi and he was done.
We might get Mark on the show. Hello, Mark. With a K. Dylan Mahan was in. What do the lads think are the three best teams of all time in their respective sports? Now, I don't know if this was referring to a local team or like or ever.
If we're going GAA, it's Dublin, no doubt. In the GAA, I don't care.
What about a local team? I don't know if he's asking about...
I like Tour de Strand because it was vibrant, like, but I'd never seen them St. Pat's team supposedly, or the Tubber Curry, who obviously won a lot, but Tour de Strand are pretty awesome. I don't know, yeah.
I was thinking about 2000.
All time. See, inter-county you can judge it kind of because
straight up,
you see things.
Yeah.
You see the old videos in Dublin by a mile at that, yeah.
I was thinking the New Zealand team around 2005. Do you remember when Dan Carter was just at the absolute top of his game?
Yeah, they didn't win a World Cup that time, though.
No, I was just thinking about the Lions tour. That Dan Carter was just outrageous.
What's your man's name? Carlos Spencer.
Ah,
lovely bit of stuff. Yeah. It's going to come Des Carlos. That's guy Blizzard Boy Celtic, isn't it?
You're right. So what about like teams you would have played Ross over the years with Sligo?
I was away now for a good bit in the Monavay was our original, but you know,
the original right,
that
yeah.
was a junior team at the top. But
Monavay were the best team you've ever seen.
No, I'm just saying they were. Who was our rival?
Oh,
then.
Right. Like,
yeah, no, obviously not.
Since you've came up so in the last, I don't know, since, well, you're up a long time now. Last 3 years, who's the best team you've seen come to Sligo or play?
Well, obviously, we played against bloody Corcon and Lansdowne. They were the top of the 1A, like, and the two of them were sensational. Like,
pretty good, yeah.
So they were, yeah, in fairness, they couldn't beat a play. They were both respective top of the league at the time, champions, like, so.
And what if I used to phrase that question about Premier League football teams?
Best ever?
Yeah.
I don't think United 99 are as good as people say. Like.
They won the treble, though.
I know.
They won the treble. No, the OH United team is probably an actual better football team.
The OH team? Yeah.
Then, yeah. You win a treble, you win a treble. Like, nobody's done the tens.
I don't know. I think that Liverpool team 2 years ago was fucking fantastic.
Fantastic.
It pains me to say.
It's hard to say. Ross? You just don't want to say Liverpool?
You can't look past the crazy gang either back in 1990. Sam Haman.
It popped up on Twitter yesterday, the highlights of United playing against Wimbledon. It was like a 3 minute highlight match, some Finney FA
Jones,
Cup match. Finney Jones killing Cantona.
Ridiculous.
And then, but like all the players are getting up straight away. Like, yeah. It's unbelievable.
I actually stumbled across something today. It must have been a film. You know, like Facebook show you them clips there in the videos. Yeah. So it showed me a clip of some film where Finney Jones was in it. There was two American kids ending up in a bar in Manchester.
Oh,
or something.
Yeah, it's Euro Trip.
Is that what that is? I was watching this for 3 minutes.
Took it off and started singing these hooligans.
He makes up a song on the spot, and Vinnie Jones like,
But Vinnie Jones was like, so he comes in and cancels, and it's like a flying kick. Like, it wasn't even a card for it. Like,
yeah, old football's great to watch, but then early 90s would be.
Did you ever see his tackle in the first minute of the 89 Cup final?
Yeah, wild.
You'd be get 10 games like that.
Yeah, you could get arrested for that, like, genuinely.
Yeah, they're saying, I saw people writing and saying, oh, like, that's a disgrace now. They wouldn't get away now. But, like, yeah, but careers back then finished at, like, 29, 28. Like,
yeah, that's true enough as well.
True enough. Right.
What are you saying your best ever team?
I didn't answer that question.
Brazil.
the Brazil 70.
I love this question. There's a guy on Facebook. So, like, I've seen him write his top favourite four players or five players of all time, like, before. And, like, he's younger than me. But he's George Best and a few characters down there now.
Pushkin or something.
Who was the guy who played in the 1950 Cup final for Man City, but he broke his collarbone?
Bert Trautman.
Obviously, saw a lot of footage.
Yeah.
There was a film about him. I actually think I seen
him. Saw the pate footage. And then they went up the field and scored a goal. But Trautman wouldn't be denied.
The fucker played with a broken neck, to be fair.
Broken neck, yeah.
Actually, I don't know why I'm calling him a fucker.
There's a few people in town who I do see on Facebook whenever an old legend dies. The tributes.
I think I'm on with the same fucking guy.
Oh, now I know what you're talking about. The heartfelt tributes.
Billy Ray Cyrus dies, and fuck, is he still? Oh, don't break my achy brick. Was Trautman in Nazi in World War II?
Yeah, he was. He was in a POW camp, and when he first, there's a film about.
I can't believe it.
I've seen him about again. Zuckerberg again showed me 10 minutes of it on Facebook one day, but he walks into a dressing room, some local guy in Manchester. Before he was in the city. So they walk him into the dressing room. How we end up talking about Bert Trautman here, but he walks into the dressing room and your man tells him not to talk because there's obviously an anti-German sentiment post-war. So Trautman walks in and your man goes, this is our new goalkeeper. They're like a team, a junior football team. But they're like, who is this guy? He doesn't look right.
In a false fucking swastika outfit, Nazi uniform on.
So Bert ends up speaking anyway. They're like, no, we're not playing with this, German. But anyway, the manager stands firm and he goes in gold. And obviously, he's like a panther in the six. And that's that.
That's the history of Bert. I'll be on the show next week.
I'll answer that question in League of Ireland terms. My favourite team, that Shelburne team from the mid 2000s. Yeah. Like, I know Dundalk have won a lot. Rovers had a couple of great teams. Shams have had a couple of.
Is this the team that Deportivo?
Yeah. Like, Joey was playing for them then. Wes Hoolan, Heary was very good.
Cool.
Stewie Byrne.
Jason Byrne.
Jason Byrne, yeah, sensational actually looking back. They were probably the best League of Ireland team I've seen.
What do you mean centre back for them then? Pat Scully was hardly still playing.
No, Pat Scully wouldn't have been playing. Jeez, that's actually a good question. My mind.
Oh, Dave Williams.
Yeah, no, the Rogers had it.
Rogers,
scored against Hatcher Split. Yeah, they'd probably be the best team I remember anyway of League of Ireland. I think we've one last question here.
I think it's directed at you.
It's actually directed at Emore, I think. So, this comes in from Shady McGee. Wild rumours are circulating. The chairman has the opinion that Tapas are in Knox are the best being in town. What did the lads think about this? Surely he has some facts to back up this claim, especially with there being so many fine restaurants in town. Now, there might be a bit of recency bias in this as well, because I was only there on Friday night.
It's been a long time since I've eaten in town, or eaten anywhere out properly, apart from a fucking a kebab shop. Yeah.
Well, look, he can't beat a good kebab either.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to think.
I was in Chelan last week now as well.
They always get them mixed up. Is Hooked is the one in down by the riverside?
Yeah.
Well, then Stoked.
Stoked in Strand.
The Strand is exceptional stuff.
Yeah, it's supposed to be exceptional, right.
Ross? Tapas as well.
The nicest one recently I had was definitely, it was Bella Brava was nice.
And shout out to our friends in Killarney.
Yeah. Our old friends in Killarney now. I have to give Flipside a shout out here as well.
Flipside, yeah.
Depends what you're having. I just thought. Again,
as you can't beat a classic India.
Yeah. Well, you can't beat a super fast food kebab. Hoang's great after the few pints, but I tell you, I've had it sober.
We should really just do an hour long tribute to all the different places.
I got a prawn cocktail on Hoang one day, and she put it on top of the, put the like the hot food on top of it, and it was a hot cocktail.
We just
named it everywhere.
Yeah.
I actually went out for a meal in Killala in Mayo last week.
Fresh fish, I'd say.
What the name? Oh, fuck me. I'll Google the name of the place.
Fill
now.
The fish.
Sensational. I'll get the name of it.
Should I have a phone here beside me? We'll dedicate
a good bit of a portion of the live show, I think, to
food talk.
Yeah, we'll do it for 10, 15 minutes.
Will the Quins send us down finger food, we can take.
Yeah, we could have.
Did we ever finish off the wings competition?
Did we ever start it?
The Arc Bar.
I think that's the one, yeah.
The Arch Bar.
Who did a great breakfast, the old Arch Bar. It has to be said.
The Open Door Restaurant or the Wolf Dog Tavern, which temporarily closed.
It wasn't the Wolf Dog. There's a Village Inn. The Village Inn is there. The Wolf Dog. No, yeah, the Arch Bar and Restaurant, sensational.
The Wolf Dog Tavern, Killala.
Yeah, we'll come up with a plan for our food segment.
We have
for
to
the live show.
Talking about it. Yeah.
Right, that's the end of the correspondence, lads, I think.
We'll go with rugby, Ross.
Okie doke.
Seeing as he won a game.
Start high and then dive into the depressions.
He's made 5, 6, 7 yards. The great bullock of a man, this
fella. Rob Henderson. Ross, how are we? You'd had a good few weeks on the paddock with the rugby field.
Yeah,
we got with the rugby field. You've had a good few weeks at rugby. Yeah.
Two AAL wins now since the last time we did the show.
We're winners.
Hey, you get slapped in your arse quick enough in this game, as we all know.
I was looking for a table the other day. I couldn't find it, actually.
Yeah, we're fifth at the moment. We were fifth after
meatspin.com. That's where you'll find that.
There's not 3 months to go by in my life that meatspin.com isn't put into a WhatsApp group.
Yeah, it's the best sporting website, right? So if you want all your sporting updates, meatspin.com. Go on.
So we'll start off with the Sligo Malahide match, which is 2 weeks ago. We talked about Dominic Day coming, the Welsh international.
Darren Day's brother.
Yeah, correct. So he came to town. We won that game 19-7. Real stout defence from us. When he scored one try, was Rob Holian. I shared it with you now. It was a pretty sensational try.
Was that
I
only 2 weeks ago?
Jesus. And we've seen it the tip ahead. Went fairly viral online as well. And the sweet thing about it was Rob Holian being a second rower. The fella he chipped was actually an Irish Sevens international player, Mick McGrath. So I'd say that wasn't nice for him to get chipped by a second row.
Yeah, I only decked it on the Sunday night. It was the number 5. Yeah.
Holian was mentioned on RF a while back. He obviously still plays a Ballon Robe. Yeah,
they said
that's right. I heard his name. It's right.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he's a freak athlete. He's very good.
That was lovely. It was lovely now.
Lovely footballer.
Always nice to put the posh dubs down at Pegger too.
Yeah, like they're a different breed, like, and it just frustrates you hearing the accents and the voices in the sideline now.
Any good shouts out of them?
No, not much now.
Royston.
Because I actually went the weekend before that and I watched Ballina versus Blackrock.
Right.
And you just your blood was boiling listening to the talk out of the BlackRock players, like, and the management and everything. Like, you went from not to 60 in terms of irritation by hearing any of their shouts, like, you know. And they're actually like parodies of, like, you think they're all Ross O'Carroll Kelly parodies, but they're not. Like, it's the way they are.
It's life, yeah.
But anyways, not to talk about them too, because we're going to BlackRock pretty soon, so I don't want to put the hex on us. So look, that was a good win. Matthew Early was our man of the match, our captain. Had a really good performance, so that brought us on to the old enemy, Corinthians, this weekend. So it was up on the IRFU website that we just lost our last three games in a row to Corinthians, so I don't think I could have coped with a fourth, to be honest with you. So we went there, played pretty well. Cal Goddard with his first start of the season, scored the only try of the game in the first half, and we had Donica Byrne playing for us. That was his first match since the Under-20s World Cup. He got injured and needed surgery, so it was his first match back, so he played 40 minutes for us. Played well now. Ross Hickey came off the bench at half-time, and he was sensational in the second half. So they got a try. It was a block-down try. That was kind of their only main chance they had against us, so I'm going to say the 16-12 scoreline was flattering to them. I felt that we should have put a few more points on them. Ewan Brown hit the other points, 11 points. He went off injured now, actually, so it'll be a race against time to see if he's fit for this weekend. Matthew O'Hara was the man of the match against Corinthians. A few other good performances, Dara Byrne, Hubert Gilvary. So puts us in fifth place in the table. It's the league is very, all the teams seem to be beating each other except for Greystones are kind of pushing ahead now.
Fifth.
Yeah, we're fifth.
We've won three,
lost one.
So, Jesus, and only fifth.
Yeah, only fifth. So, but it's very tight. Now, Greystones have won all their games. They're the only team to have won all their games. But So basically, you know, next week we're playing Ballina in Sligo. Okay, so that'll be a tough match. Ballina have been very unlucky. They've lost all of their matches pretty much in the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game. So they're actually in seventh place. They're only two positions below
us. And they're coming as Connacht champions.
Yeah, coming as Connacht champions as well. So
Frankie had a good tweet to, did you see his tweet to Bernard Jackman the other day, no? I think Bernard Jackman seen the chip try.
Oh, yeah. So Frankie
replied to him anyway, saying, you should come up and watch us when we're playing Ballina. We usually put up a good few scores against them. So.
See, Alan Cawley called him a clown on Twitter as well.
He's new to the Twitter game, but he's caught on quite quickly.
Yeah. So actually, Frankie, we're going to try and get him involved with our live show. So yeah, Ballina, 57th, that'll be a big one. Then we have a week off, and then it gets really interesting. Four games on the bounce. Blackrock away first, who were in second place.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Belfast Harlequins then at home, who were in third place.
Did they have a podcast?
Yeah, and then we have, correct, then we have Greystones away, who were in first place with the 11th of December, last game before the breakup before Christmas. We have Wegians at home, so playing the three teams above us over the next 4 weeks, so we'll know where we stand after that.
Nate Marshall just ordered a ticket for the gig. That's the four, you'll know where you're standing.
We'll know where we stand after that, so it'll be quite attritional, I'd imagine, as well. So
Winter rugby.
And
under the Oxter stuff.
Yeah, it really will be. But look, we'll test the squad depth those 4 weeks, no doubt about it, but we've a nice break then. So what else has been happening?
How long's off then?
We're not back till probably, I think, the first week of January. So 3 weeks off.
Nice.
Yeah, 3-4 weeks off. It'll be badly needed as well, I'd say. Juniors, we had a bonus point win against Mona Bay, and we lost to Tuam at the weekend, which was probably one of the worst games I've ever played in my life.
What was the score in the Tuam game?
16-0. It was nil all with 10 minutes to go.
Need a few strikers up front, Ross.
Well, we went down. I was
nil all with 10 minutes to go.
Nil all about 10 minutes to go.
What happened then?
Well, I'll tell you what happened.
How did you even get to 16 with 10 minutes to go?
Yeah. It was a dour affair. We only had two subs, and I was one of them, so essentially that's one and a half subs. Myself and Damo Cullen were the subs. We had injuries. We just ran out of gas. And a bit of ill-discipline towards the end. A couple of contentious refereeing calls as well, but look.
You don't like Tuam?
I don't like Tuam, no. Well, look, I actually enjoy playing against Tuam, because it's always a hardy battle, and it's physical. So I don't think, it's not fair to say that I don't like Tuam as
I meant, in general, that team. You're junior. Do you have history?
Yeah, we've a lot of history. Yeah, like we going back to the J1B season that we got promoted. We played them something like six times that year. It was just a fierce out rivalry, so it's always a hardy one. So this weekend, the Gulls, Adrian, I'll be hoping to see you training Wednesday night.
Oh, jeez, I don't know. Sorry, back to tune. Jeff yeah. Fallon played with him a few
years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day, yeah, he did, yeah.
And half, I assume?
Not long ago.
No, I did. I played against
Jinky
him.
Jinky, yeah. No, he would.
Yeah, he was playing for them, so.
You had a few new boys return there in tune the other day, did you?
A few new boys. Staunton played, actually. I texted him on Saturday night. So the plan was, right, I told Jake Sexton that I'd be 21st man because I was staying in Galway if they needed me on the Sunday.
21st man, you're only 17
yeah.
there.
Yeah. No, so that was really the situation. Like, we went from having 21 down to 16 in the space of 12 hours. So I was texting a few players Saturday night. So I texted Fia Cristantin to say, look, mate, I know you haven't been out training yet, but any chance you could give us a dig out tomorrow in Tuam? He's like, oh, sorry, Ross, I'm away in Ennis. And I was like, all right, mate, don't worry about it. Then I just looked at the phone and Googled Tuam to Ennis. It's like 45 minutes. Like, hey, wait a second.
Get up here.
I said, hey, Fia, you can call in on the way home back to Sligo, you know, family holiday, cut it short, mate. So I got him the socks and the shorts, and he played the full match for us at a good game.
Good to have him back. Good to see him. You're what?
Goals are playing this weekend to Ballinrobe. So
where's that?
Basically, Edo, if you can ask all those Calera lads that are stopped playing now to come out and play for us, that'd be great.
I don't know. Where's that on?
In NUIG.
Oh yeah, sure. We'll go to NUIG on a Saturday.
Yeah, it's Sunday.
We'll oh, we are even better.
We have a couple of home games in a row after that.
That's for finally, crowd control, is it? You moved it to NUIG.
What's that?
The Guns and Ballinrobe at NUIG.
It's their NUIG second team.
You just said you're playing Ballinrobe.
No, NUIG.
I thought I heard Ballinrobe there somewhere too.
Yeah, Ballinrobe, they forfeit against us last week. Actually, we're supposed to play them. They forfeit.
Two sweetest words in English.
Yeah. If you couldn't get numbers for the juniors, there'd be a flock of gulls now on Sunday.
No, we actually were missing 10 people on Sunday. We're missing 10 fellas who could have started, like, and they're all due back.
Yeah, but how many would be at the gulls game?
Well, a lot of lads in the juniors will drop down to the gulls then. Okay, so okay, that'll keep us going. So we'll get the team.
How would NUIG seconds be?
Who knows?
A burly bunch of professors from the college.
It's not known for its rugby, I don't think, anyway. No,
yeah. I played against them before.
They're all playing, actually, junior football, didn't
they? I've seen that, yeah.
St. John's yesterday.
Well, just to finish off now on the report now, it was a historic weekend for the women.
got the vote.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And women's rugby has just been put back by that comment.
joke, tongue-in-cheek.
Jesus Christ.
I seen the tweet, yeah, it's a very good tweet.
Four teams playing, under 14, 16, 18s, and we had a senior team playing for the first time in about 10 years, so... They took on NUIG as well, actually.
Oh, I didn't know the seniors playing as well. I thought it was the fact that you filled the full complement of underage teams.
Yeah, no, but we did with the senior team.
That's brilliant. Yeah.
So that was the first time now in a long time. So that's nice for the club that the ladies senior team back up again.
What did the ladies seniors play in? Connacht League?
Ladies League. The club has tried for about 4 years to get that senior team back up and running again, and it was just really hard. So
it'll be self-sufficient now.
There'll be an ongoing conveyor belt into the team now.
Very good.
So fantastic! Congratulations to everyone who worked getting it together.
Things over that team, isn't he?
Guilherme, and Jean McConnell helps out, and Cathy Mills as well as the manager. So fair play to them and continued successes.
Good stuff. Okay, we'll come back. We'll go back with soccer. Right, Marty, we're going to the bit of red first. We're recording this now, about an hour and a half before kickoff.
Yeah.
Tonight. Longford Town,
yeah. So I suppose in the few weeks that we kind of mixed bag, went away to Finn Harps, 2-0 up
downhill,
against 10 men. Everybody was down. Harps scored 94 minutes to make it 2-2. Probably, I'd say, the lowest point of the season. But the win last Friday night kind of brought everybody kind of back on board, I think. If you win tonight, which obviously matches in a couple of hours then, but if you win tonight, one more win to do it out of the last three games. I don't even think we need a win. As long as we drew with Derry and Bowes, we get there. Pat's playing Bowes tonight, yeah. Derry playing away to Waterford tomorrow.
Has it been very reactionary? I know there was bad results for a few weeks, but...
It was nuclear there.
But then last Friday night, it was fucking sunshines and lollipops.
It seems to be the opposite, that's football though in general, isn't it?
It is, yeah, but I thought it was very extreme. Like, people are saying, oh, we're out the bad run. Not really, because you only won one game. If you don't win tonight, it's still the bad run.
Don't win tonight.
That Friday night didn't matter. Not that it didn't matter. But
no, tonight, you got to win tonight.
Yeah.
Just leave Johnny Kenny on. He'll score late.
And the town are already down.
Yeah, you'd hope now
like, in fairness, Longford haven't been losing games.
No.
They've been losing a lot of games, but they haven't been losing by much. Even since they've got relegated, they haven't been getting battered. Couple of ones where they lost. I think Shannon's bet them by a couple of goals, but they don't seem to lose by that much. Pat's put four on them on Friday. But they've, like, I've seen all the games with them this season. There hasn't been much in it. So it's just really important, obviously, by the time this is out tonight, it's going to be a bit...
Look, we preempted. And yeah. What a win that was tonight.
Yeah, up the fucking Rovers. We're nearly there in turn.
Three so. Zip.
Yeah. European trip next year. But no, genuinely, I just think you'd hope now. That was a good win
what
on Saturday.
What was the difference on Friday? Where Drogheda just down a level from the teams you're playing the few weeks before that?
No, I just think Rovers probably up to the level. But even in saying that, Drogheda had a great chance when I went through one-on-one after about an hour at nil-all. Yeah. But now, in saying that, like, just, yeah, I just think just to win, especially after the way we threw away the points up on Harps. Because actually, if we'd beat Harps, if you win tonight, you're there. You'd finish third. That was it. It'd be all over. But just that Harps game, I just think after, with the way, as you were saying, everybody was down about it, you know, a lot of calls for probably the manager's head. Some of the players were getting a bit of online abuse as well. But no, I thought they showed a good level to come back from that game and win 2-0.
I think the two local boys scoring as well helped.
Helps, yeah. It does, yeah. It's good to see you.
And I seen the Pats game was announced for live on TV.
That's live on TV on Friday, yeah.
Friday, yeah.
Yeah, so we've Pats away on Friday, Derry at home. Or sorry, Derry away next Friday, and then Bowes at home the Friday after to finish off the league. So
huge achievement to Europe 2 years in a row.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And obviously it's going to be, as we've talked about enough times, it's just going to be a big deal going forward. Like, you think there's a pretty good squad there, but it'll just...
It has to be. Look what happened in Europe this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There has to be significant signings if you're going to take another
step. Yeah, 100%, yeah. No, you have to. And you have to think about winning games in Europe now next year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it has to, but that'll have to be proper new signings.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know they will. And I think they will definitely add, and they'll probably add another.
I was kind of half surprised. Well, not half surprised, but you know, all this people are all the doom and gloom, but then, like, the lads who all signed on new contracts is huge, like.
Yeah, yeah, well, you've got, like, Gary Buckley signing. Buckley, Bulger, like, they're huge, yeah. And Bulger as well. Like, when Bulger plays, yeah. I've seen someone come up with a stat the other day of how many points Rovers actually get when he plays, and it's a huge, huge difference. So, yeah, look, I suppose just we'll try and just get out, like, there's been, you know, like, the second half of the season hasn't been pretty. There's no dressing up. They haven't won that many games, but I suppose the start that they made is now standing to them, and maybe the fact that
Longford
some of the teams
won't fancy tonight if you go at them.
Just get at them early, yeah. Get Johnny at them as early as possible, and just try and score early, and just that'll take a lot of the pressure off. So, yeah, look, I just think just get over the line, and we can start thinking about next season.
We taxi order for 7 o'clock to bring us all in.
We do. The lads are looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's the Rovers. Look, hopefully we'll be talking about. Two more wins next week, actually, because there's two games before we record again.
Yeah.
Could be three or four games before we record again.
With live podcast.
Well,
how do you think we'll do in Europe this year?
So, we're going to Estonia. The draw not made until next June.
We'll switch to junior soccer, Ronan, and...
Yeah.
How are you keeping? How are you?
I'm all right.
Bad day at the office yesterday.
Bad day at the office yesterday, yeah. Look, got off to the worst possible start. 2-0 down after 5 minutes. 3-0 down after 15 minutes. Kind of found our way back into the game, scored two goals quickly around the half an hour mark. Then Carby went 4-2 up just before half time, and then they scored straight away to start the second half as well. Did two quick goals there in the first 10 minutes. And that was that. We weren't at our best, but I think sometimes you just have to credit. Like, I don't think, you know, people give out about teams not putting it up to Carby or, you know, this, that, or the other. That's probably the first time since we came up that we haven't, you know, really kind of brought it to them.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think you just have to credit, like, they're an exceptional junior football team. I think people have to. I've seen people giving out two or three giving out about our performance on Twitter yesterday, but, like, you know, nobody's saying. And even we mentioned at that time when they met Ballysalare, and there was all the stuff about Ballysalare losing 14-0, but Carby went and scored fucking 14 goals against.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, you got it. They're an exceptional junior football team. Exceptional. Fantastic. And they were.
Was Gary Amish on the bench as well?
Yeah, he came on. Y'all got injured after about 15 minutes and he came on then, yeah.
Fine was on the bench.
Fine was on the bench and came on, yeah. It's like, that's what you're looking, you know. Then they're just a really good team. The two lads up front, Jason Lyons and Ibra, they're very hard to play against. And, like, you've Ross McLaughlin, Niall Brennan in midfield. I don't think you could go all the way around Ireland. I don't know if you'd find a better two in midfield than them two. They're just strong everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of, we have to, like, you have to be 100% best to beat them, and we weren't that yesterday, but I think that they deserve a lot of credit because they're a really, really good football team.
Very diplomatic. I know, you're right. But, like, is that, what does, you nearly need them to slip up twice now.
Well, we'll have to play them again, I suppose, is the one thing. Yeah, I suppose.
Look at the goal difference already.
They're like you could probably say already we won't cash them on goal difference. Look, we'll have another game against them. Like, there's still good teams in the league that are well capable of taking points off them. We'll probably just have to kind of focus on ourselves for a few weeks now. Just try and keep winning the games. Like, do you know, I was asked a question yesterday, where do you go from here?
A young reporter, I believe.
Yeah, we won 6 games out of 7, like we did. You know what I mean? Like, we've lost fucking Carberry the 4 times in a row championship.
We're going to pack it in.
Yeah, we just fall up the club because we lost yesterday. Do you know what I mean?
We go the key and walk away. Yeah.
Where do you go from here?
Like, where do we go from here? It's like, we go out next week and try and win.
Well, Bob. Like,
you know, like Dave.
Funny you should ask that.
Sticking a knife into the balls.
I genuinely couldn't believe. I couldn't believe I was asking. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah, we're going.
He got you at the wrong time.
He got me at the wrong time walking in after the game. But I know, look, we just keep. Like, we'll just keep worrying about it. We'll just keep trying to win games as best we can. I don't know.
Do you want to go through the results?
Yeah. I'll just mention it because it was third. It was probably the Grand Slam Sunday yesterday because it was third against Forth. And MCR had a great 4-2 win away to Manor.
Yeah, Coach Road up in the B Park, yeah.
So that was a great win for them. So I'll fly through the results here. So on Friday night, our Harps beat Ballester 2-1 down here in the Quarry. It was 6 Super League. So MCR 4, Manor 2. Tubber beat Ballymote 3-1 up in Brother Walford Park. Cliffney were probably the result of the weekend, 11-2 at home to Merville. And then, yeah, Carby won 6-2 against Cartron.
11-2,
it was a lot, yeah. It was a strange one.
The Cliffney was alive and well.
Cliffney improved a lot this year. They put it up to us a couple of weeks ago, and I know we won 3-0, but I think the scoreline was
13. Did Merville
have? I'm not sure.
I went up to watch them.
I was talking
a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
7-5.
Yeah, I was talking to a couple of them actually last night, and they were just, obviously when you lose a game like that, it's no fun. But they were definitely missing players, like because there's a good youth system there at Merville. I think in a couple of years they'll definitely have a decent team. So that was the Super League. There was only a couple of games in the Premier League because most teams were playing Connacht Cup. Drumahair beat Valley Rovers 5-0 on Friday. We'd probably have to mention Valley Rovers' result the week before. Yeah, amazing stuff.
So explain it to the listeners who might not have seen the tweet.
Yeah, so basically Valley Rovers were playing up in Shamia Boyle Park against Glenview. Two of their players must have left Giva and put in, I assume, maybe Boyle Park into it. And ended up driving to Boyle, home of Boyle Celtic, of course. So,
go from Giva to Boyle. Why do you need directions from Giva to Boyle? Like, it's Ballyfern and to Boyle. Like,
I was wondering at what point did they go? I don't think we're on the right track here. Because I'd say you know the road from Giva to Boyle. Do you know what I mean? So,
I'll read
this tweet. But they got there. Oh, sorry, go.
Yeah.
Here it is, yeah. 20 minutes left, Glenview Celtic 3, Valley Rovers 3. What a morning. Valley played the first half hour with 8 players, had 10 players towards the end of the half. 11 players now on the field on the 60th minute and equalising the 70th minute. 2 cars have gone to Boyle thinking match was there.
2 cars?
2 cars, yeah. So there must be 2 cars out the box gone to Boyle. So they were 3-0 down, I think, with 8 men.
Yeah.
They got to 10 men and they got to 11. And actually got back to 3-all and only lost 4-3. Lost 4-3.
It
would have been a story for the ages. Yeah. And actually, I thought that when I seen the tweet, I thought this will go viral around the place because it's such a Sunday morning football story. Just getting back to the Premier League. So actually, Drumahair beat them on 5-0 on Saturday. On Sunday, our beloved Chaffool, they drew 3-all with Colliery.
Yeah, 3-1 up, were they?
3-1 up, yeah.
Marin struck again.
Huey struck again. That chant must have...
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with that one, but
something that Chaffool wants you to know. The blessing Cluna Cool is Marino.
lovely. You have a lovely voice, Adrian. So, Chaffool, if they won that game, they were right in contention up there. Like, Colliery be probably the favourites for that league. And great to see. Good to see Chaffool going well.
Our beloved Chaffool, sorry.
So then there was a couple of local teams involved in the Connacht Cup. Gertrude had a great win away to Galway United side, East United, who I actually usually thought
they're strong.
They usually are, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gertrude won 2-1 away to them anyway. Killarney had a walkover. St John's beat NUAG 5-3. Ben Bulman had a walkover. And Enniscrone lost 2-1 to Renmore. And Glenview had a walkover against St Pat's. So that was kind of most of the Super League teams don't go
in. John's are going well, aren't they?
John's are going well, yeah. I'll have a quick glance through the tables now, but most of the, all the Super League clubs don't go into the Connacht Cup through round 3. So most of the Premier League games this weekend involve Connacht Cup. So just at the top of the Super League, Carby 7 wins from 7, 21 points. We're second on 18 points and MCR third on 15 points, with Clifty moving up to fourth there after the big win at the weekend. And down the bottom, Merville are bottom with a point, Ballymote second bottom with four, and Ballisodare with four. And then Tubber just outside the relegation playoff. Premier League, very interesting. Now, a lot of teams have different amount of games played, but St John's are top at 17 points after seven games. Collier second with 14 points after six. Clanny third, 12 after five. And then Drumahair round up to top four with 12 points after seven. So it's a good league, that. And very, yeah, you know, very evenly matched teams. I've seen a good few of them playing. They're very evenly matched, so...
I like the way, for once, that most teams are on the same amount of games. I've seen the Premier League, Super League table, everyone has a seven.
Everyone has seven.
Used to be years with teams that have played five, two. Anyways, any fixtures for me?
Yeah, I've got, you'll make a few predictions, will you? It's been a while,
Haven't gone along in a long time.
So, a big week in both divisions. So, we'll start off Saturday night in the Super League, Ballisodare at home to Clifney.
3-0 Clifney.
Clifney riding the crest of a wave.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
New Beach.
So we'll just stick with the Super League for the minute. Our Harps at home to Rail Tubber.
Tubber to bounce back, one each.
Ballymote at home to Strand Celtic. Were the Regalia players back playing?
Strand, so a few more. I'll go 2-1 to Strand.
2-1 to Strand. Aachen at home to MCR.
Oh, Mail Coach Road will travel well this time. 2-0.
2-0 MCR. And then Carrick United at home to Merville.
3-0 Carrick.
So then the Premier League Saturday night, Drumahair at home to Ben Bulbin under the lights out in Drumahair.
It's a big one actually, yeah. 2-2.
So then probably the big game in the Premier League is Colliery at home to Killarney on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock.
One winner there, Colliery top of the league. Stuttered a bit last week, but it'll be looking for revenge this week. 4-0 to Colliery.
Then we have Valley Rovers at home to Carricktown.
Bit of a derby there. The boys know their way up the road. Or at home, sorry.
end up in Carrick and Donegal. Shit.
Not again.
One down in one, Carrick on sewer.
I'll give them a 1-0 win to the Valley.
To the Valley. Kilglass home to Gertsheen.
Oh, well, the way Gertsheen are going after East United. 2-1 to Gertsheen.
You've parked up there over Gertsheen, Celtic. And then Glenview at home to Ballygully. That'd be a good game, actually.
Yeah. I think Ballygully will go and win. 1-0.
And then finally in the Premier League, St John's at home to our beloved Chaffield at 2 o'clock.
Oh, it breaks my heart.
I'll be able to see that one.
2 o'clock, yeah. Huey enjoys. They played a good bit in
Sherry. They played a couple of games under, yeah.
It'd be a tight one. 2-1 to the Chaffers.
2-1 to the Chaffers, travel well. And then I just mentioned that Kirby are at home to Clonfad in the Junior Cup at 2 o'clock.
Clonfad, bit of history there.
We've been down there.
We were there with Keysay before, and we're supposed to have a Christmas. It's not a big place, but we have massive floodlights. And
I actually seen the IT were playing down there during the week.
Yeah, there's a few pints afterwards, and it was Connacht Cup time, so it was maybe end November. And we're supposed to have the Christmas lights being turned on the next weekend by some celebrity, and John Bellew went in and found a switch in the pub and he switched them all on and ruined many of the kids' Christmas in Clonfad. But Carbery, I don't know what Clonfad are like, 4-0 to Carbery.
Yeah, and then actually it'd be a good game. Boyle Celtic playing Manor as well in Junior Cup. That's
I like seeing game. Boyle back in playing against Sligo Leitrim teams. I always feel
I went to watch them against MCR actually a couple of weeks ago.
How are they?
It was a great game. Yeah, they're good. Even game, they won after extra time, 4-2 after extra time. Still a few of the old guard playing, but they've definitely blooded a few young fellas that I didn't know as well.
I think they'll beat Manor. 2-0.
2-0. And that rounds up junior football, I think.
Very good. We'll come back with you.
Chance here for Jesse Sloan. Can he score? Yes! Sligo!
Okay. It came to the closing stage of the championship since we've been away, lads. So our senior champions are Tour de Strand, intermediates in Fairness, junior from the start. Curry won the junior B, and Eastkey St Fairness won the hurling.
Big win for, we'll start with the hurling that was on yesterday, sure.
Yeah, didn't see that much for a result coming. 21 points in the end.
Yeah. I watched most of it now. I watched most of it. I thought
Eastkey impressive.
Yeah, very impressive.
Sea Blue / St Fairness.
We wouldn't know too much about the hurling, but I just thought it was going to be a tight one. But it was tight till half time.
But if it was a bit of a loss, he came on, you know, for Mary's Niff on late.
Yeah.
Handy. Wristy.
Wristy, as I say.
But yeah, Eastgay, Fernands are building something there. There's two in a row.
Good stuff.
Two in a row. Then the senior football, of course, we were beating ourselves by the fantastic Tour de Strand.
They're relentless.
I have to give them credit for due. Any team that wins six in a row is obviously, well, you knew they were good beforehand, but yeah, disappointing.
There was a big reaction to the tweet yesterday about Tour de Strand and Carby facing off.
I was going to get to that towards the end.
Sorry.
I was just going to deep dive into this and open my heart.
Okay, open your heart. Pour it out to me.
I'm going
to
miss it. No, look, we fucking... just didn't work. They're good. Yeah. Could have went in a bit further up at half time, probably.
You'd win in the first half.
It did, yeah. Went 4-3 up.
A few wides
we would have gotten the last few weeks. Didn't get. Maybe could have went 7-3. No, they had a few chances. Could have been 7-4. You know, I don't know what that changed things. Maybe.
Did you have any 4-3. Goal chances? I was obviously away.
No, not a one. 4-3. One. Do we won near the end? I was over. That's it. Wasn't even a goal chance. And they kicked two long range points at the start of the second half, and then they just looked like themselves for that third quarter that they've been over the years and put the game out of reach. But you have to give credit to them, they're fantastic. It's disappointing now. I thought even at half time we were I didn't care about the wind, like I thought we could have them here, but yeah, it's disappointing. First time probably playing them in a long time that felt going in that over the years you'd be feeling that you might need a few of their players to underperform and us front our max, but I thought if we all performed we would have won. But anyways, it's disappointing. It's not even the game. I find it very a tough few days now. It's the finality of it all, though. It's the final whistle went and then there was no training Tuesday night, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And it's something you put all the other shite in life on hold for, and now you have to go kind of deal with it. No, but it's weird, because like, I know Enda Smith, there was a guy down, Enda Smith from Roscommon, he was just chatting to him on Monday, and he was saying, like, no one really cares, actually, when you think of it. There's 7 billion people in the world, and you're playing an old game down in front of about 3,000 people in Marriott Park, but no one cares, but yet everyone actually cares, and it's it's nothing, and it's a weird feeling. It's just the long evenings now set in, then that's even worse. But I don't know. I thought we had a good chance. I thought we'd finally do it, but what do? You go back. I don't even know why. And then I was thinking, why did I want to win? You obviously want to win, but there was people back. There was loads of people like back the game. You're chatting to ring during the week that you haven't. You'd only chat at a funeral. Like, they're not in Sligo anymore. It's a weird thing, sport, like, it is. I'm getting too very deep here.
No.
But it is. It's weird, like, that. And I was like, I didn't want to win for myself. I obviously wanted to win, but I was like, geez, it'd be great for, even for my family, just people that to win. And just it's over then, like that, and what do you do? There's other sides to that as well. I'm sure, like, Tour de Strand, if they're the winners, so they have that story. But, no, they're awesome. They're fantastic. Like, they're relentless. They have everything going for them. Like, they can play it any way you want, like. I hope they do themselves a bit of justice in Connacht this time, though, because they haven't really, probably. But they should get a good start against the London champions.
They're at home to Neville Mark for
sure. Home on the 17th, I think it is. But I think they'll be carrying 3 suspensions from an absolute battle royale from a London final. It ended.
Oh, really?
It ended 12 against 10 or something.
That sounds like a game.
I think they'll beat them, and then it's Mayo. So I'm sure they've been gearing for that, in fairness to them. And you couldn't blame them for not. They're going 6-0, so obviously a bigger aspiration than Sligo, but. No, they're fantastic, but I didn't think they were the kind of themselves all year, and then the final, like, yeah. But the history of semi-finals has been tight. Like, we went to replay them a few years ago. Mary should have bet them last year, no doubt about that, and Curry extra time, and probably if they'd a bit more patience probably could have got a point out of it, but they're fantastic.
Win a final.
It's
the Curry game might have stood them.
I'm sure it did, yeah, but then you question yourself then, like, could we have changed? I fucking... Was I a wee bit naive, maybe not changing things at 4-3? I thought still do it. You know, you've questions. But yeah, it's annoying now. Like, there's, and people aren't you, oh, sure, next year, and there's this, blah, I'll just get over it. Like, but there'll never be a 2021 county final again. And that's ridiculous. And that goes back to the point that no one really cares in the world, whole scheme of things. But there never will be. You'll never be in that same situation again. You don't know where fellas are going to go this year or next year or stop. It's just. Very philosophical of me, but it's great. It's weird what sport does. It
How many text messages you send to players? How many phone calls did you make? It's absolutely sensational. Like the time put into it.
Organising pitches. And, like, we trained in the last few weeks in Longford, in Roscommon, in Bunanadden. We hadn't trained at all. We had to go up the country for lights. Like, you know, I know most teams do that. But that's not even the thing. I enjoyed them. It was good crack when we were all away together doing it. But like, you're chatting 40 fellas every 4 days a week, and then suddenly you're not, you know, you're not talking to them. But that's around the whole country, isn't it? That's GAA.
That's GAA, yeah.
It's replicated around the whole country.
There is a finality to it. Yeah, that's different from probably other sports. Like,
well, I suppose with me and Enda Mitchell packed it in after the game as well, so that's maybe that's why the more finality is there as well, so...
What's next?
Huh?
More time for podcasting.
or like, absolute mercenary or some intermediate team somewhere down the country.
And out to Leitrim there. Someone will love the 3 out Leitrim.
No, but I don't know what next. Love the fucking playing. But that's gone. I'm talking too much. But no, they're fantastic. We didn't report. Could have got a few points in the first half maybe, but they could have got a few as well when you look back. I know our whites are probably more obvious, but then I don't need to kick the white in the second half either. Like, Rian Bailey come on as well, and he got a great point, and I met him.
Nice photo of yourself.
It wasn't a nice photo of me, no.
No, I thought it's for a man that after the last main out for the couple of days.
But then you... No food,
yeah.
But then you have the two days then, and the crack was good. Like, and
at what stage on Sunday night do you think it flicked from being a bit of a morgue to, like,
I tell you,
this?
When...
Tuesday that happened.
No, they changed. And most people were early enough, and I was still off this point. Niall Murphy told me his mum was like, I great crack at our semi-final singing to her or something, and she told me he wasn't coming down because she said there'd be a bunch of men talking shite about football, and she was right. But then she arrived down, and I wasn't expecting, and the crack got good with the singing, and the crack was good then, and we ended up having a good night. And then Monday was brilliant. We booked Hughie Lowry, and Hughie told us the car was in the garage, he couldn't get out. Hughie doesn't drive. So they got him a taxi out. out to Clara House, and he played. He owed us a good set, because he only played for about, we got him out on the Monday after the 2019 final when Tourist Round bet us again. But... And he played a good set now for us. I sang a few songs with him.
Lovely.
Bit of Bonnie Tyler, some Meatloaf. He put a good set on now, and the crack was good. We ended up meeting the Tourist Strand boys in town, actually.
Which is a nice touch. I didn't know that
was a thing. It is actually a thing, but it hasn't happened recently. But it was accidental, but it was... No. We're looking back thinking it was good crack, but we could have been apish enough. They might have a different story.
Yeah. I'm sure... Of the Monday night of them celebrating, they would have been.
No, it was good. And Monday and Tuesday, Sunday, Monday were good. Like, you're there Monday and you're like, this is what it's all about. It's not even about winning. Everyone's saying to each other. Well, it is in times. I had another story there right now. Wednesday then, we had a bit of an acoustic session in O'Connor's, Ballisadair.
Lovely.
Which was lovely. With a broken guitar.
We seen it. There was a nice photo of you there too.
So look. But better give Ryan Bailey a shout out for the Ball Talk podcast. I had something to say. Not about the match. I can't think anyways, I'll remember it.
Kieran Stafford was happy you lost anyways, from a selfish point of view.
Was he? Oh, because I'm going to Stag.
Yeah.
Oh, you would have been focusing on
Stafford. I would have been with O'Connor Club and his Stag.
And that got affected our live podcast as well. It did enter my head.
The next round of O'Connor. Yeah. But that was on the Sunday, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I could have done...
You could have come in and talked to you.
When is that Stag now? Shit. But I was at the intermediate final on Saturday.
Great game.
Paddy O'Connor put on an absolute exhibition of point kicking. Fantastic stuff. I really...
It would have been a shock too.
Yeah. I thought they might have caught
them. Chatting to Kieran O'Connor actually, and he was just saying that Milos, even though they were kind of favourites going in, they haven't had a good record in finals.
No, they haven't. Like, I said it before, I see Milos as a senior team, but it just seemed to kind of... They've lost two finals in a row now.
They could have lost the semis. Was it Bunnan?
But GC Quinn had needed it. It's clutch stuff. Kicked outrageous points. Don't care to breeze. He kicked one on the outside, he's right, and then he kicked a free from distance. Some big men, the fairness team, I tell you that. So, good win for them. I missed the Pats one, obviously, because before our game, we were still in Randsburg getting their stuff ready. But Pats, I think, were favourites the whole way out through that. So, they play Glenfarren, I believe, in the Connacht now. The only reason I know that is because my first cousin's husband managed Glenfarren. I heard him on the radio yesterday. I didn't even know he did. But
what's his name?
Eddie McCallion.
Do you remember Joe Keane used to play Village Inn?
Yeah.
Is he Glenfarren?
He's Glenfarren. He couldn't get involved this year. I was chatting him because it's shift work in the hospital, he was saying. Joe was a psychiatric nurse.
So, great man, Joe.
Ah, what a footballer.
What a footballer, yeah.
I'd love to see him play Gaelic.
I'd say he'd be a good Gaelic player now as well.
Yeah, a nice man. Pats play...
I was chatting to a couple of Michael's lads there actually on Friday night, and they were still a bit disappointed, but they said Pats were big and strong. And
at a forward, they've got like junior football, a few good inside forwards, like it makes a massive difference. Like
your man Clark was back.
Clark, and then there's young Jim Davis, who put a bet on me and Gareth Vogue Monday night, they were still going that they'd win a senior championship before us in the next 5 years. We probably won't win one, but by fuck they're not going to win one.
That's a wild bet now, to be fair.
Sorry, no.
How are you being like 60-year-old men pointing at each other?
I think we were the best. I think we're the best though at Monday. We're the best club at Mondays. Disappointment. But lost three finals now in a row to Tour de Strand. We're the Mayo to their Dublin. Probably beat them in the semi final next year and lose the final.
Lose the final. That's the way to go, yeah.
But that was it. Disappointing. A deep dive into it there.
Yeah, well, it was good to hear it. That's
sport.
It's a motherfucker. To the question, sorry, we put up yesterday about the battle to see where the best ever Sligo or the best Sligo club team.
There's some great responses to it.
So a two-legged affair. Tour de Strand v Carberry. First leg would be soccer match in the Aclaracana, home of the Clare Celtic.
Love it.
Second leg, Gaelic football in Sean Fallon Park, which I know is a soccer pitch as well, but we'll get the goals up.
Yeah.
Who wins?
How do you score this though?
Sorry, I thought about this driving today.
Carberry be back here, team?
Normal at soccer, normal scoring.
Yeah.
Okay, but in Gaelic, goals and points are going to count the same as well.
So you get 3 points for a goal.
Oh, I was just going to go one. And then.
I think that'd be harder for the soccer team though.
That's true.
I think actually, that'd be a good way to do it. I've literally just thought of it in my head.
Right, cool.
For every 3 points, that counts as a goal.
Does count as a goal in Gaelic.
Yeah, no, but like you're not giving them, but no, but like that. So 3 points. So 3 points counts as one.
Right. Okay.
Three, but a goal counts as a goal. As a goal. Yeah.
Right. So if the score in the Gaelic match was Tour de Strand 1-3, Carberry 2 goals, it'd be 2-2.
2-2. Yeah.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
And
then that must be the fairest way of scoring it, because
But Carberry could put a big score in them in the soccer in the Aclaracana. Although I'd say Tour de Strand had roughed the pitch up a bit.
And I'd say in fairness they'd probably get somebody out to coach them for a week. 10 men behind the ball. How to play? Should have used it from the Gaelic, right?
The suggestion of rugby there is the tiebreaker if it was drawn.
Yeah. That's what I think.
Carberry wouldn't be the worst Gaelic team in the world. I think there's a few lads there.
Johnny Martin come out of retirement for them, I'd say.
Yeah. Mark McGoldrick played St Mary's.
McGoldrick, Nathan Rooney. Kyle Cawley.
Jesus, yeah.
Mark Rooney, the goalie.
They could win a county
championship. Stephen Keenan won a championship before Mary's.
There you go.
Actually,
there
you go.
That'd be a good Gaelic match with St Pat's.
Yeah, Carberry have, Carberry have a lot of former Gaelic players. Some of them played underage for Sligo, Tour de Strand, some former Clare Celtic stars. So that would be interesting. Niall Egan would have to come out of retirement to play wing back for it. Stars, the Clare Celtic, former Clare Celtic stars.
Yeah, I didn't know there was many of them, but...
Shane Durkin, I think he's a man in the States. He says Tour de Strand and Bocos, not even close.
He's saying they win soccer as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a brave man. There was a reply from Kevin Cooney saying if it was rugby to decide it, Tour de Strand would be shoe-ins, as they basically play rugby anyway with their sidewards and backwards hand passing for 98% of the match. It really isn't football anymore. So there you go. And then, in fairness, Dave Cummins from Manor was in. He said he wouldn't mind seeing this. Both Rams... I'm not sure what that means.
Teams
would win their respective codes. Think the siders should be a rugby match, as Ross said.
Yeah, that's sure. Yeah, sevens rugby
or a cricket match, maybe. Who'd win a cricket match?
Just that poor cricket match for everyone to head, lads. You have to follow through and do things.
We talk a lot of shit. And then just don't do it. Conversation starter. All right, Carberry versus Tour de Strand.
Were you waiting for us to be tanked by them to put that tweet out?
By Tour de Strand?
No, we were waiting for us to be tanked by Carberry before you put that tweet out.
It's just, what do you mean?
Well, it went out last night after they beat us 6-2, who'd be their closest rivals.
Oh, no, sorry. I didn't write the tweet.
But it certainly wasn't me.
Boyle.
Boyle is at it again.
That's GA, lads. Should be back next week, maybe.
That's it.
We round up. Have you got the table for the fancy side?
Christ almighty, hold on.
There's an air salesman going door to door here, Ross. How's your broadband?
It's middling now.
Come in.
There's my group set up to just the £1,230 free bet that we have between six of us.
That's what we mentioned as well. Sorry.
We were very unlucky with a bet there in the pub last night. There were six of us involved. A lad got booked after the final whistle went for an absolute assault as the full-time whistle was going. I watched it back today. So he makes the tackle, the rest going, he pauses. Your man assaults the other guy, blows up, goes over and gives him a yellow card. And
what game was this?
5 wouldn't pace out. Milan and Roma last night. The last game in the pub on a Sunday.
And does the bet say to be booked in 90 minutes?
Oh no, the rules are that if it happens after the game, because you know you see stuff happen that it doesn't count, which is fair enough, but every other book he's paid out, because like literally he's about to blow the whistle. Right. I would say the game isn't in its finality until he makes that third blow.
And what would you have won?
We would have won €1,230, but instead, as compensation, they've given us €1,230 free bet. So I don't know what the fuck we're going to do.
So you need
that.
To win an even money shot to get your €1,230.
Yeah, but I was thinking put it on the even money shot earlier, but now I've gone off that idea. Stick it on a 10-1 shot, we punish them.
Rovers minus one?
Rovers minus one, yeah. Johnny Kenny first goal.
Half-time, full-time.
Who's in charge of your €1,230?
Well, it's in Declan Baskill's account, so he's going to have to figure out what to do with it. So it sounds like a lot of money, but it is between six.
Did I not see him on a plane with a big sack, a suitcase full of dollar bills earlier? North Haverbrook. Where have I heard that place before?
Yeah, I've got the fantasy football up here now. Yeah,
that's cool.
Oh, yes.
That's a Simpsons reference.
Yeah, I'll just go from fifth to first. Fifth from top, Hakuna Juan Mata, Sean Power. In fourth, El Celtic Clasio, Leonard Gunning. In third, the Sticky Bandits, Liam Quinn. Second, Mulchester United, Ted Mulvaney, and top of the league is Dominic Storey, Dyer another day.
He's romping, is he?
What's he on there? 690, he's 52 points. Yeah, he is. Jeez, he's romping home.
Has to get the novelty check ready for him at Christmas, son.
Yeah, he's got the points aggregate as well. Like, so he's absolutely...
What does a points aggregate mean?
If you finish on level scores, then you're points scored. So he's like a... Sorry.
You're taking that deadly grass.
I looked at the run. He's up 52.
Who's at the bottom?
More importantly. Shane Gray, After Podolski.
Bottom.
Sligo White Podcast is second from bottom.
Ah, of course.
Corbala All Stars, Shane Feeney. Barry O'Mahony is fourth from bottom. And I shouldn't laugh because I'm just above him. Boyless at Air United.
We actually have a WhatsApp group and that. Nothing's happened. We haven't.
No.
We've been very neglecting to them.
I haven't changed my team in about 3 or 4 weeks. I'm on a slippery slope in the Cordons League as well, Ross. Could be joining in the old Paul Byron League next year.
Paul Byron League. Is he Roscommon native? He's a few shops in Roscommon town.
I've seen him somewhere recently. Yeah. He's got a Carrick and Shannon. He's in a shop on the right.
Yeah. What kind of shoe? Is he a loafer? Anything kind of man?
It must be anything. But I suppose like... In them sort of towns, shoe shops, you know, like...
Your local shoe shop.
You know, like actual shoe shops might still be things up there. Tony Vaughan is a shoe shop in Castlemaire, doesn't he?
Everywhere. One of Ballinrobe as well, Vaughan Shoes.
There you go.
Yeah. Is there any Sligo shoe shop around there? Cordoners, but that's a brand, is it not? There isn't someone called Jim Cordoner.
No, his stroller's still open, no? Is it?
Cahill Stroll. Right. Buy tickets to the show,
yeah.
Good night. Up the Rovers.
I'm going back to where the beach is near. The beer is dear. There's plenty of women out of the crowd. Walking around the final second.
The whistle is gone. And Sligo Rovers at your back.
By the river side, it can match the tide as it flows.
Well, I'm being told that Average Joe's does not have enough players and will be forfeiting the championship match.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for us.
Get it right and drive it clean out over the fence. Oh, he's a cotton.
In the bookie shop, I don't...
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hold up. What was that?
Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.